Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I think that I'm a little bit worried because it's supposed to be All Saints Day, or this is the 22nd Sunday of the Pentecost. There's a lot of things we can talk about. But also, it's Stewardship Sunday, this Sunday, and next Sunday. We're supposed to be like leading on to the way to next Sunday. But it wasn't as hard as I thought to blend the 2 days, All Saints Day and Stewardship. It wasn't as hard as you might think, because saints give their all. Saints give their all, and that's what Stewardship is all about. So let's start with saints. What are saints? You know, are they perfect people? Are they perfect people? No, they're not perfect people. Saints are saints because they love God with their utmost, their absolute utmost, their all, their total being, their heart, their mind, their soul, and their strength. They're not perfect. They're not God, but they love God. And they're always striving to grow, always striving to be better at being obedient, better at having a true commitment, being responsible, being accountable, being faithful, and always strive for a genuine, sincere love. Now, for a moment, let's think about this. Those who love God have certain characteristics. They have certain attitudes or fruits. Maybe not 100% of the time, but generally speaking, but these certain attitudes or characteristics, they always radiate from Christians, from us, from the saints. They show, they all ooze out every part of our bodies. So what are these attitudes? What are these characteristics? Anybody have a guess? I'll give you a hint. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. There's 9 of them. The fruits of the Spirit. Can anybody even think of one of them? Love, yeah. Faithfulness, joy, kindness. That's good. Then there's peace, goodness, self-control, gentleness, and patience. These are all of these are the attitudes of the saints. These are to be our attitudes. Those who love God respond to Him. Kind of like an RSVP, by being aware, by listening, and then going one step further by doing. Not just lip service, but they are always trying to be obedient, always striving for being cheerful and faithful, being energetic and grateful. Not always perfect, but always grateful in their hearts, their souls, and their bodies. Responding to God with themselves, their total being, our total being. That's what makes us saints. All that we have and all we are, we give to God. We know God, and saints know God, and strive to know more. And one of the things that we strive to do is to have enough energy and enough love in our hearts to share that with other people so that other people know God and have and come to accept Jesus as their Savior. So loving God means having attitudes of gratitude to the Lord and then being self-giving to the Lord, doing His will and His way. So it's having an internal gratitude and an external doing, an external self-giving with one purpose. His purpose is to help Jesus continue His ministry here on earth, the ministry of reconciliation, bringing all people back to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, when we think about giving, about stewardship.
some may say, well, giving to the church isn't giving to God. Well, if the church, family, if the church is true to God, if the priest is true to God, if the congregation is true to the word of Jesus Christ, then yes, it is. Giving to the church is giving to God because we are Jesus' brothers and sisters here on earth. We are his representatives, little hands and feet, right here on earth, doing his work. The church is digging out, doing the work of the Lord, doing the work of God Almighty in Jesus' name. When we do God's work, and we do RSVP, we do respond to him, that relationship makes us feel good. Loving God makes us feel whole, abundantly whole, even in the midst of disaster. That's stewardship. Now, when we give for time, for next year, or towards time, it's actually exciting. It's a spiritual wow. It's our honor to give to the Lord. It makes us feel content and happy because of the love and the devotion and the thankfulness we feel inside is shown visibly to God. It's useful to the Lord's work. We give because we love God and we want to do his will and his work, and also encourage and enable others and ourselves to continue to do this work. We don't give, we don't tie or work towards tithing because we feel it's our duty. Not. We don't do that because we're going to use it as a bargaining chip. Well, maybe if I tithe, God will just forget about this or that. No. The only way that we can have God forgive us is if we go to him, tell him our sins, and ask his forgiveness and repent. There are no bargaining chips in tithing. We don't give because we think we owe God. We don't give because we feel guilty, or we feel pressured, or because we feel that we have to. No. We give only, or we tithe, or work towards tithing. We have stewardship only because in our hearts, we love the Lord. We truly love him, and we want to respond to him. We give, share, we do, we care, we tithe for the exact reason that we don't have to. We don't have to. God never forces. We give because we want to grow closer to the Lord. We want to be faithful to him and his work. And because we love him, and we want others to come and to know him and love him too. All people are to love the Lord with all their hearts, with all their minds, with all their souls. That is reconciliation. That's Jesus' work in the world for us to do. And that is stewardship. Our stewardship is our spiritual response to God. It's our relationship to the Lord. And for those who think that, well, giving or tithing wouldn't really make me feel good or happy or content, don't knock it. So try it. So, from all of God's children in this church today, do I hear an amen?